Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
And fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, December 6th, 2016. By the way, it's Tuesday. And we're coming to you from the RWB Network Studios here in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So do you think you'll be happy in your later years? Well, if you live in Hawaii, Arizona, New Hampshire, North Dakota, and Colorado, the chances are you will be. These five states have the highest level of well-being in people 55 years and older. If you live in West Virginia, Kentucky, Oklahoma, Ohio, or Indiana, it might be time to pick up and move. This is all according to a new Gallup poll. Well, the same Gallup company that stopped taking presidential polls because they were always really far off. So take that with a grain of salt. If you like where you live, stay there. If you don't, move. That's your Rhino tip of the day. All right, let's get to today's big three headlines. The zombie apocalypse is here. Oh, no. Wait a minute. They aren't zombies at all. They're just never Trumpers. Once again, they refuse to accept the results of our election, now calling for chaos at the December 19th meeting of the Electoral College. You'll never guess who they think would make a better president than Donald Trump. I'll give you two guesses. Also, President-elect Donald Trump puts his Twitter foot down on Boeing this morning. We'll talk about what he said, how he said it, and what he expects to get out of Boeing in the long term. And not to be outdone by the Never Trumpers, Iran is now hurling more threats at America, vowing a quick and strong response if Donald Trump decides to not honor the nuclear deal pushed through by President Obama and Iran's lawyer, John Kerry. All that, plus we'll talk about Billboard's Woman of the Year for 2016, even though she hasn't been in vogue in 20 years. Crazy Uncle Joe Biden is throwing his dentures in the ring for 2020. And later on in today's show, we'll be joined by Dale Bellis of Liberty HealthShare to talk about your healthcare options now that open enrollment is upon us. But first, let's kick this Tuesday show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with a Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We have a lot to get to today, plus an exciting interview with Dale Bellis. But in the meantime, you can check out rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com. You can do it on your work computer. I called all of your bosses. It's fine. So you can check out the new articles there. You can sign up for the newsletter there, and you can check out the new Rhino Rants there. Ton of stuff there. And as always, you can follow me on Twitter, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air. Also, it's the same handle on Gab. I'm speaking freely on Gab, at Rhino on air. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. And as always, you can email me questions, concerns, comments, and a good joke at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at RWBNetwork.com. Do not go anywhere. We have a lot to get to today.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Trying to sell your old car?
Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. Thanks for taking time out of your day to check us out. I know appointment radio sometimes is not the easiest thing to do. That's why we post the show on all the podcasting sites, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. And you can find those. You can subscribe on the Rhino Report website. You can go right there. You can click on your favorite site, and you can subscribe to the show. Also, big shout-outs to everyone listening right now on Red Nation Rising Radio, the Liberty feed, as well as StreamingTalkRadio.com, and the replay tonight, midnight Eastern, on KLRNRadio.com. So we're there every single day. And now, if you go to the website, I was a busy bee last night. I was trying to make some improvements to it, make it a little bit more user-friendly. You can go to RhinoReport.com. You can click on the Listen tab. And right in the top left-hand corner at 2 p.m. Eastern, you can click Listen Now. And you can listen right there on your computer. We're always making it easier and easier to listen to the show. Hopefully. Also, you can check out Tina's Take. That's the new RWB Network show. It's on Spreaker, Tina's Take. So it's Spreaker.com/Tina's Take. And we have another episode. We had episode 4 go up the other day. And I have another one. I think I said something on air that Tina didn't like. So she went out and did another episode, and that's good. I encourage that. I love having the back and forth, the loyal opposition. See, we don't agree on everything. And if you've read her articles, you're very aware of that, which I post anyway. So, but that's fine. You can always disagree on stuff, and people like me, when they have something to say, they just start a radio show. When you start talking, and people start listening, hopefully, and that's how we all got started. So I definitely encourage that. The thing that we have in common, me and Tina, is that we both care very much about the Republic. We care about keeping it together. We care about having a sane society. Having a society that has some constraints on government, we agree on that. We disagree, however, on sometimes how to get there. And that's what makes this country great, is we're all allowed to disagree. But see, here's what happened. Up until about, let's say it's 40 years ago, Republicans and Democrats both acted in that fashion. You had Democrats and Republicans that had the same goal, just different ways of getting there, okay? And then somewhere along the line, you had this thing come about called modern polling and analytics, and that changed everything. It was a game changer. All of a sudden, someone said, you know what, Mr. So-and-so, running for whatever you're running for, when you say this, this group of people happens to like it. It's a small group, but they happen to like it. And then when you say this, this other group also likes it, and they're not so offended by the first thing you said. So you can say both of those things. And what happened was you started creating these small enclaves of voters, and you separated your voting base into a bunch of small different groups, and you changed your message to suit each group. And by connecting all of them together, you won your district, your state, a presidential campaign, whatever it was. And all of a sudden, it changed the direction of the country. And it was no longer we have this same goal of let's just make our country amazing and great and prosperous. It was how do we get reelected? And the whole thing changed. It was a shift in modern politics. That all has to do with polling. Now, I'm not saying Republicans aren't guilty of that. They are guilty of it. Everybody is guilty of it. But it changes the dynamic. See, now you have Democrats have turned the word populism into a bad word. It's not a bad word. You have someone like President-elect Donald Trump who decides he's going to appeal to the masses as opposed to a bunch of little groups. And what these Democrats did with these little groups over the years is they made them victim groups. You're a victim, and we're going to help you, and we're going to pay you, and we're going to give you this, and we're going to give you that. And the world is against you, but we're not. That's the message they have been peddling. And then you have Donald Trump come along, who's really the first legitimate populist in this country for a long time. And he appeals to the masses, and all of a sudden, that's really, really offensive to a lot of people. Even though that's the way we did it for the better part of 160 years. So that's where it all took a shift. And that's why I say that while me and Tina disagree on how to get there, we agree with the end result. A limited government, a prosperous nation, a safe nation. Democrats don't feel that way anymore. They want a prosperous world. They want everybody in the world to feel safe, but it's not really our responsibility to do it, just to pay for it. Because we have too much as it is, so we better give some of it away. So that's my take on what's going on here. We can parlay this into these Hamilton electors. This is a bunch of baloney. Straightforward, a bunch of baloney. I'm assuming they're taking their name from Alexander Hamilton. And I'm going to assume that they're a little smarter than the average bear, and they're taking it from Essay 68 of the Federalist Papers. I'm assuming. I'm not sure if they are this smart, but I'm just going to assume. And in Essay 68, Alexander Hamilton, who we believe to be, who wrote under a pseudonym, as everyone did in the Federalist Papers, wrote about the Electoral College. However, when he wrote about it, he said that we should elect electors. That's what he was saying there. And it was all to safeguard the office of the president, which is fully safeguarded under Article 2. We all know that. He wasn't necessarily saying there that we should choose people who should choose for us. That's not really what he was saying. You could interpret this stuff a lot of different ways. I don't think they're getting their name from the Broadway show, although they may have the mental capacity of half of the actors in that show. I'm not sure if they're getting it from George Hamilton. Maybe they're bringing the funk. I don't know. It's these Hamilton electors that are trying to throw a monkey wrench in the works here. See, we had a vote, and the people who voted in the states that were most affected by the Obama presidency chose what direction we were going to go in. It is now not up to these electors to change that. You have the one elector from Texas, and this guy, Chris Suprin, he's saying, "I'm here to elect a president, not a king." This is a direct quote, and he's not going to vote for Donald Trump. So instead, we should have 538 kings that make their decision for us? No. It's largely a ceremonious position, is what it is. You either do as you're tasked or you get replaced. Could you imagine if there was a successful Hamilton electorate insurgence here? Could you imagine what would happen if 538 people subverted the will of 130 million people? These people would have to change their names, go into hiding, maybe buy a first sale bunker from the U.S. government. All right, we'll finish talking about this when we come back. Plus, we'll talk about the Gallup poll and do people have confidence in the Electoral College? That has changed over the years. Hang in there. You're listening to The Rhino Report, defending liberty 1 hour at a time.
Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel. located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'ulei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha. Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Maui's Hawaiian
Hotel. Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. We're talking about Chris Supran. You know who that is? Nobody really cares, but he's a guy in Texas who happens to be an elector. Now, it's worth noting that Texas does not have any laws binding their electors to vote for whoever the state voted for. Why would they do that? That's such a silly concept, to actually follow what the people of the state were saying. And this goes to the overall discontent and discourse people have with our current system, is we're not heard. So why not, you know, perpetuate that by just ignoring what they said? These Hamilton electors, not very smart people, very self-righteous people, just not very smart. This all started in Colorado and Washington, go figure. That's where it all started. And he says, I'm not here to elect a king. I want to elect a president. Well, what do you think you're doing? 538 people taking the voice of 130 million and making a different decision, that's called electing a king. That's what you're doing. This guy's an idiot, total idiot. He says, I'm looking for somebody we can all unify behind. We already did that. We did it already, guy. It's over. We had the election. So, you know, it's like when that president, Jonathan Lash of Hampshire College, said he had to have focus groups about the American flag before they put it back up. We already had the focus group. It was in 1789. It was called the Constitutional Convention. We had the group. It's over. It's done. Move on. Get a hockey team, but move on. So they need like 37 electors to decide not to vote for Trump. That way they'll deny both candidates the 270 that they need, hopefully throwing it to the House. And what they're hoping happens in the House is that they vote for John Kasich. Can you believe this? I mean, honestly, let's get a La La Land for a second, And let's imagine that this actually happens. It actually happens that these clowns are successful. And then the House decides they're going to pick John Kasich. What do you think the fate of our nation would be? We'd be broken up into four different countries. Nobody would stand for that. Least of which, the 65 million people who voted for Donald Trump. That's a lot of people. It only took 3%, 3% to overthrow the British government, the strongest army in the world at the time. 3%? What are you going to do with 46%? Just curious. This is going nowhere. It's a self-righteous cause they think they're taking up on behalf of people who have been told they're in a small group by politicians years ago. These little groups, you're not defending that. It's time we get together and say, you know what? We picked a president. We got to sleep in the bed we made. And then we get to choose again in 4 years. That's the whole beauty. Now, you can make the argument if Hillary Clinton won, we may not have a country to defend in 4 years. Thank God that didn't happen. Let's not let these people now make that decision for us. John Kasich is mum on this. He's not saying anything. He hasn't said anything worth listening to in a year, so I'm okay with him being quiet. The Hillary camp is staying out of it publicly. I'm sure they're behind this, you know, behind the scenes. But publicly, they're out of it. And they're saying that way the Democrat electors can get more Republican electors on board if she's not involved. Do you see what's happening here? They don't care about you. They don't care about what you say, about you took time out of your day on November 8th to go vote. They don't care. Just don't care. I think this fails. I believe Donald Trump wins on December 19th. He will not get the 306 that he's supposed to get, but he'll wind up getting, who knows, probably in the 290s somewhere. This is just, it's ludicrous. It's absolutely absurd. And there's this whole backlash. People say, oh, we have to get rid of the Electoral College. You got to get rid of it. It's not representative. Well, you know what? Gallup says something different. Back in 2002, Gallup had a poll asking if you preferred a system where there was a popular vote or if you preferred the Electoral College. In 2002, 59% preferred a popular vote. It's only 37% preferring the Electoral College. Now, they have lost some ground. They've lost 10 points since then. Now, only 49% prefer the popular vote, while 47% prefer the Electoral College. That 49% probably resides solely in New York, Texas, Illinois, and California. So this poll, if anything else, is showing us that probably the majority of the everyday American likes the college. So that we can fly that in the face of CNN and MSNBC who say, everybody wants a popular vote. Well, we know they're fake news. They're fake news. All right. Coming up next, we have to talk about healthcare because it's the open enrollment period now, and people are opening up their bills, their premiums, and seeing huge, huge increases. So we're going to talk with Dale Bellis. Dale is the executive director of Liberty HealthShare. And he's going to tell you all about how you can get rid of your nasty, not-so-affordable care act and get into something that's not only affordable, but covers stuff. So you want to hang in through the break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes here on the Rhino Report on the RWB Network.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey folks, this is Rick Robinson. I'm the host of America Off the Rails, and I have a new home. It's CRN Channel 1, right here on CRNTalk.com. I'm inviting you to join me there every Saturday and Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern. We're going to talk news, events, craziness of the day, and just get to know each other and have a really good time. So I do invite you to come hang out with me. That is, again, every Saturday and Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on CRNTalk.com, CRN Channel 1. I'll see you soon.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. We are joined once again by Dale Bellis. Dale is the executive director at Liberty HealthShare, and open enrollment on the exchange is here. So this could be the best time to switch your healthcare coverage to something more affordable. Dale, how are you doing today?
Just wonderful, frankly, and I thank you for the opportunity to be here.
Anytime, you know that, any single time you want. So since we are in the thick of open enrollment and people are finding out that their Affordable Care Act premiums are doubling in some cases this year, can you explain to the new listeners what exactly medical cost sharing is and why it could be a better option?
Well, Ryan, the medical cost sharing is really relational health care. That's why we call it health share. It unites people together around the common cause of sharing in each other's medical bills. And we do that through an online process, which draws a community together across the United States. And we are then submitting our share amount every month to another member who has medical expenses. And we can message them with cheer, encouragement, or prayer at the time our money goes from our online account to theirs. It's just a way to meet healthcare costs, but to do it in a sharing community, and that's what HealthShare is all about.
About how long, I'm not sure if there's an exact date on this, but about how long has medical cost sharing been around in its
modern
around
form? For generations, literally. It's based on the principles that Christians have been observing for literally generations, particularly Amish, Mennonite, small churches across the center and heartland of America, where in those kinds of small communities, someone has a medical bill, everyone rallies to their aid and assists. And it's carrying on that tradition and making it available and affordable for all to come and join us in that model of meeting healthcare costs.
There's no religious requirement, right, for your members to join?
We have religious and ethical values that we adhere to. And so, yes, they do need to agree with our shared beliefs. But they are beliefs that really are common to the vast majority of Americans. Number one, that our rights and liberties come from God. That kind of sounds like some founding documents I remember.
Sure.
Number two, that we can worship as we choose. Number three, that we have a spiritual and moral obligation to help others whenever they have a need. And number four, that we have a spiritual moral obligation to take care of our bodies. Because we're creatures of God. And number five, we have the right of conscience to manage, direct, and control our own health care. If folks can agree with those principles, they're our kind of folks.
Sounds pretty basic, if you ask me. Sounds
very
basic and very
easy
for someone.
And we've reintroduced those kinds of values to the health care discussion because we really think that's what's missing in today's debate. That men and women of conscience, values, faith are building a relationship together to meet medical costs in community one to the other.
Now, there are a lot of different medical cost-sharing ministries out there today. What specifically sets Liberty HealthShare apart from the rest?
Well, number one is our commitment to technology, to really make this available through our online resource, where members, when they set aside their share amount every month, it is transparent. It's obvious to them as to where their money is going in terms of being matched to another member online, and they can message them with cheer, encouragement, or prayer, whatever the case may be. And so that online resource really draws the community together in relationship across the nation. And like a true social community, we're standing together with one another with spiritual and emotional and financial assistance at some of the biggest crises of our lives. So that's number one. Number two is we are poised with a wide mouth of the funnel, as I expressed our shared beliefs. We don't impose a specific doctrinal statement or a religious identification on our members, but if they share in our basic values, they're welcome to join us.
So you're not saying that there should be transparency in healthcare, are you? I mean, we're just not used to that.
What a concept, right?
What a
concept. Absolutely. That's what we not only stand for, but what the system begs for in terms of reform and change. Transparency of cost, transparency of services provided. And yet we use those principles in every other economic transaction we participate in, whether it's an oil change at the local garage or a restaurant that we go to. We receive, a bill, and we compare the service we've received against the bill that we've been presented. And it just is common sense that we insist on that kind of disclosure and transparency in healthcare.
So since the time when me and you first started speaking, almost a year ago now, you guys have been growing by leaps and bounds. I know this is a very, very busy time of year for you. So first of all, thank you for taking the time off to come on the show. But secondly, just off the top of your head, how many new members are you guys signing up each week at Liberty HealthShare?
Well, we added we're adding about 1,500 to 2,000 new families every week. That was our experience in the month of November. We're kind of exceeding that a little bit here in December. And it's largely because during this time of the year, folks have been kind of trained to think about their health care arrangement, how they're going to pay for their medical bills, and they investigate health care sharing. Although, because we're a recognized healthcare sharing ministry, we are exempt from both the mandates and the fines of the Affordable Care Act. So we're not subject to the open enrollment period, but it seems this is the period of the year when folks are making those decisions. But we're open 24/7, 12 months out of the year.
Isn't the government really, really good at training us what times of year we should do certain things like taxes and health care? They're pretty good at it.
Yes, they are. It's time for us to really rise up, Ryan, take control of our health care, take it back, as it were, exert our God-given rights to manage, direct, and control our own health care, free from that kind of government intrusion.
I love it. And you're going to stick with us through the break. But in the meantime, our listeners can go to libertyhealthshare.org and they can check out the website. It seems like it's getting bigger and more robust and faster every single day. So I have to go check that out. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit with Dale about the different options that Liberty has that really fit any budget out there. You're listening to The Rhino Report, defending Liberty 1 hour at a time on the RWB.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise, we're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. That's 800-290-0759.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. We are still speaking with Dale Bellis, the executive director of Liberty HealthShare. We're talking about how you can get rid of your nasty Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act and get into something that might fit your lifestyle a little better, your beliefs, your values a little bit better. Dale, now, the members of Liberty HealthShare, they have a lot of options when they join. There's the Liberty Complete, there's Liberty Plus, there's Liberty Share. What are the major differences between those three?
Yeah, we've attempted to target our sharing options to those with varying budgets and needs. The vast majority of our members are a part of Liberty Complete, which is $199 for a single, $299 for a couple, or $449 for a family of three or more. And we share in medical bills starting after what we call our annual unshared amount. That is our responsibility. Each year we fill up our own individual bucket, as it were. And so for a family, they're responsible for the first $1,500. And then we start sharing 100% of those medical bills up to $1 million per incident.
Wow.
And by incident, I mean you have a broken arm. All the medical bills associated with that, the doctor visit, the visits, the emergency room, the pain medication, all of that associated with the broken arm, up to $1 million. You have a heart attack the next day, another $1 million. You have kidney stones the third day, you're having a bad week by that time, but it's another $1 million. So it's $1 million per incident and all the doctor visits, hospital stays, medication, et cetera, are all a part of that particular incident. But then there are others who said, you know, we don't want to be as comprehensive as that. Is there? Can we share up to another limit, and it would be a lesser share amount? And that's Liberty Share. We share 100% up to $125,000 per incident. And then Liberty, I'm sorry, that's Liberty Plus. Liberty Share is a 70-30 sharing arrangement, and we share up to $125,000 per incident. And so those share amounts differ based upon the program and plan that you select. But as I've said, the vast majority of members select Liberty Complete because it is a comprehensive program for meeting those health care costs.
Sure. And when a potential new member calls you guys, will your staff be able to help them pick a plan, direct them sort of in the right direction based on what their family's needs are?
That's really crucial and essential to our mindset and approach to healthcare sharing, Ryan. We really want people to review and think about how healthcare sharing is different because it's not about a mere financial transaction. It's really bringing people into association with one another. I use the term, it's relational healthcare. We're really relating to one another on a one-to-one basis. Every month, my money is going to help another person who has a medical bill. And, man, there's significance and value, and frankly, it's just fun to do. It's a blast. My money's going to another person. And whenever I have medical bills, those other people are going to stand with me and assist me in my health care costs. It's such a different concept and mindset. People need to grasp it, understand it, kind of bridge that educational gap, ask all the questions they need, or review our website at libertyhealthshare.org. There's a phone number there to talk to one of our trusted advisors. Get all those questions answered. We want to make sure it fits them and their needs.
You know, speaking of your advisors, just from personal experience, I've had interactions with your staff all the time. They are polite. They are friendly. They are caring, and most importantly, they're intelligent, which is like such a far concept from what you deal with health insurance these days. On a side note, I believe that as
society... Well, that's a high compliment, and I want to pause for a moment and say I'm grateful to hear that personally from you, Ryan, because it is, again, it is our commitment that we are not only focused on the needs of people, but we must as well be caring individuals ourselves if we're motivated to encourage others to care for one another in community. We've got to practice that. So that thrills me to hear you say that.
Oh, it's great. They're great. I mean, if you talk to someone at one of the big insurance companies, you get the picture that they're sitting somewhere in 1984 in the movie, and they're just kind of plodding along, whereas you talk to the folks at Liberty, and it's like they're friendly, they're helpful, they have nice things to say. It's such a complete 180 from what we've been used to over the years. But that being said, I do believe people right now are over-medicated in general. However, that's probably not going to change anytime in the near future. How does Liberty HealthShare deal with prescription costs for its members?
Well, we share in those prescription costs whenever they go to the doctor or to a hospital. But here's the key principle that is so radically distinct from health insurance. In fact, I call it freedom from health insurance. Whenever we take responsibility for the care and treatment of our health, and it's our money at stake, we're going to be making decisions and choices in our economic best interest for sure, but in the best interest of our health. And so we utilize all of those services, but we do it from the standpoint it's our money. We're asking those questions. We're evaluating those treatments. We're reviewing the kinds of plans that the healthcare providers, doctors, hospitals are presenting to us because we're in that decision driver's seat. We've reestablished the relationship between patient and doctor, and that changes the entire spiral in terms of healthcare costs.
Very good. You know, every single day on this show, I tell people multiple times how to get in touch with Liberty HealthShare. So I'll give you the opportunity now in the last 15 seconds to give your pitch and your website and your phone number, and they can give you a call.
LibertyHealthShare.org, LibertyHealthShare.org. A phone number is there to talk to one of our trusted advisors. Ask for a free information packet, LibertyHealthShare.org.
Very good. Thank you so much. That will be speaking soon. Guys, hang in there. One more segment to go.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hey guys, Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your health care has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your health care. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. Join me and Michael Horn on the PM Show Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, here on CRN Digital Talk. We talk about things in the sports world nobody else does. So listen in to me and Mike at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on CRN Digital Talk. And go to crntalk.com for more information on other showtimes. And don't forget to take us with you by downloading the CRN app on the App Store.
All right, guys, welcome back. Now, this last segment of the Rhino Report here on Tuesday. You can find all the old episodes on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. We have so much to get to and not a whole lot of time to do it. So, once again, we'll have to cover some of it tomorrow. That's what we're going to have to do. But a big thank you to Dale Bellis. As always, we have him on here about once a month. And this is a really, really crucial time if you're looking at your healthcare costs and things. I mean, it's getting so outrageously expensive. You're going to have to get something else until hopefully President Trump can do something here with these healthcare costs. Absolutely astronomical. So check out libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org, and you can call them at 855-585-4237, as you hear me say several times a show. So you can go ahead and do that. I want to talk a little bit about Donald Trump, because he starts his day off a little bit differently than the rest of us. And most of us, we get up, get a little cup of coffee, you know, maybe put the TV on for a few minutes, get changed, drive to work. Now, he does it a little bit differently. What he does is he goes on Twitter, and bright and early this morning, well, sort of bright and early if you're on the West Coast, 9 a.m. Eastern, he goes to Twitter, and he says, this is out of nowhere. This is out of left field. He says, Boeing is building a brand new 747 Air Force One for future presidents, but costs are out of control. More than $4 billion cancel order. I love it. I love how he gets this started. He continues, even now, after winning the election, he still controls the news cycle. It's all about Donald Trump, and he'll make sure he controls, because that's all anyone's talking about today is this tweet, the 9 a.m. tweet about Boeing. Well, you know what? It's about time somebody held Boeing's feet to the fire. They do employ a lot of people. However, they build the F-16 in India. Why can't we build it here? And I'm sure he has that in the back of his mind, is we have to do something to bring more jobs back here now. Also, he's looking out for your dollar. Democrats don't look out for your dollar. They look for your dollar. He's saying, you know what? This is too expensive. Who the heck needs a $4 billion plane? I'm a billionaire. I don't have that. So I think a lot of people can get on board and say, here's somebody who's finally reining it in, and he's not even the president yet. It's crazy. And then he comes out and he meets the reporters, right? He comes out of the elevator, and they have that permanent camera in Trump Tower, like we all want to look at the marble and floors and granite walls. But he comes out of the elevator almost as if on cue, and he does a little, you know, impromptu one or two questions, and he says, the plane is totally out of control. And then he goes, it's going to be over $4 billion for the Air Force One program. And I think it's ridiculous. I think Boeing is doing a little bit of a number. We want Boeing to make a lot of money, but not that much money. And once again, here's a defense contractor, Boeing. And we saw what happened with United Technologies, another defense contractor who is the parent company of Carrier. I don't believe it's right that we build F-16s in India. Build them here. Build them here. Why risk it? So I'm sure that will be part of whatever deal they strike. Boeing has no comment. They don't like this kind of publicity. So, oh, also, crazy Uncle Joe Biden, 2020. He wants to run in 2020. Only 27 days after Trump was elected, he says, I'm going to run. He's 74 years old. He's going to be 78. Remember, Ronald Reagan was just shy of 78 when he finished his terms, his two terms. Crazy Uncle Joe. This just shows you they have nobody waiting in the wings. Because I would have thought like a Tim Ryan, something like that. Nope. Hillary lost. Yep, we're going to go. Kerry lost. We're going to go back to the old guard. Bring in Uncle Joe. Crazy Uncle Joe. And I bet he's going to have crazy Michelle Obama as his VP. I could see that. I see that ticket coming a mile away. And they'll get thumped. Trump Pence will thump that ticket. It's a throwback to the old guard. It's a new country. It's a brave new world. Guys, hope you had fun today. A big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad. And a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. Please keep it up. Please, please, please stay safe. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great rest of your day, everybody. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.